This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Afghanistan is shaping up as President Obama's greatest foreign policy challenge. This week, the president ordered 30,000 more U.S. troops to that country. By the middle of next year, some 100,000 American men and women in uniform will be in Afghanistan. We begin the hour with a look at the prospects for success and later, the real-world consequences of the war on one Marine battalion. Now, from time to time on this program, we've been checking in with journalist Jean McKenzie. She's lived in Afghanistan for more than 5 years and runs the Institute for War and Peace Reporting there. She also files for GlobalPost.com, and Jean McKenzie is in Washington at the moment and joins me in the studio. Good to have you, Jean.
Thank you, Guy.
Jean, the assumption being made by U.S. commanders is that if the Afghan population can feel safe and secure, they will no longer fear the Taliban. And then perhaps, you know, they'll trust the central government, which will lead to stability. Are there problems with those assumptions?
I think it's a very facile assumption, and I think there is a problem with it. I do not think that the announcement by President Obama this past week is going to make the Afghans feel very safe or secure. We have announced that we're sending in more troops, which is going to ramp up the fighting, but we've simultaneously announced that we plan to withdraw within 18 months. I think that the Afghans that I have spoken to are very concerned about that timetable and are afraid that the Taliban are just going to wait us out.
Jean, in your latest dispatch filed a few days ago from Kabul, you write, Afghans are fast developing an aversion to democracy itself, which many see as a rather cruel trick being played on them by a cynical international community and a local puppet regime. Is democracy an option in Afghanistan?
We would like to think that democracy is an option. We're hoping that some more democratic regime is possible in Afghanistan. But Afghans have seen very little benefits from democracy. We just went through a very badly flawed election with widespread fraud and an international community that seems more intent on imposing its own vision on Afghanistan than helping Afghans find their own way forward.
And you write that people in the South are turning to the Taliban because they see it as a lesser of evils, sort of when they compare it to a corrupt central government and a large foreign military presence?
That is true. The Taliban, although much about their regime is noxious, certainly to our way of thinking and to many Afghans, provide a measure of security and a measure of respect. We're talking about a central government that cannot guarantee any kind of safety and security for its citizens, police that are widely corrupt and feared. And against all of this, you've got Taliban that come from the same cultural background, that spring from the community, that command respect in large layers of the population. And many people find that a much more attractive option than putting their trust in the central government.
So why would a young man join the Taliban in Afghanistan?
They give out walkie-talkies, for one thing. They give them $300 a month, and they pay them on time. They get to ride around in 4x4s and are seen in the population as people to be respected and to be feared. Mm. There is widespread unemployment in the South. There is fear and uncertainty about the future, and the Taliban do provide a way out for many young men.
Jean, hasn't there been some progress, particularly in the southern Helmand province?
Yes, there has. There was a large operation launched this past summer. Two districts, Nawa and Garmsir, seem to have been stabilized. There's been quite a bit of progress.
These are two out of 14 districts in
These
Helmand.
Are two districts out of 14, and it took about 4,000 Marines to guarantee stability in just those two districts. We have got other places in Helmand that are much, much worse. And the numbers that would be required to stabilize just this one province would be staggering and most likely would swallow up much of the surge that Obama is proposing.
That's Jean McKenzie. She's a reporter for GlobalPost.com and the Afghanistan director for the Institute for War and Peace Reporting, joining me here in Washington. Jean McKenzie, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Guy.